through the dead of night, seeking out broadcasting injustice wherever it appears. Only one man can wield it. Media Bat with Tim Bat, only on 95 BFM.
Kia ora, Tim.
Morena. Tess, what are you talking about with my microphone?
So, how often in your life do you try and do that thing that Matilda can do with her eyes?
Telekinesis?
Is that what it's called?
Moving objects with your brain?
Yes.
Yeah.
Quite often, you just need to check.
Is that what it looked like I was doing with the microphone?
No, I was trying to do it, and then
you moved
the microphone.
Oh, so you did it?
Well, you moved it.
Yeah,
but you made him do that.
Maybe
you're
like mind.
You're an X-Man.
But imagine if you didn't check and then one day you realised you could do it and then it was like you spent all this time not knowing because you hadn't checked.
I think this is very sensible advice. Mm-hmm. You know, try out your telekinesis today,
folks. This is the important takeaway of Media Bat. About once every 4 to 5 years, you need to double check that you haven't suddenly gained telekinesis.
Every 4 to 5 weeks.
So stare at something really, all right, but once a month. Once a month, just stare at something real hard, see if you can make it move. Last night we had the third of three leaders debates, which the New Zealand media fraternity has defined as being a debate between two people, despite our MMP system.
Yeah, still a problematic definition of a leaders debate.
I'm going to keep flogging this dead horse, because if they insist on doing another debate, I'm going to insist on bringing this up. It was held in Christchurch. I got to admit, I didn't watch it. Sorry. Dereliction of duty.
Womp womp.
I have to admit, I didn't actually know it was on until I got the notification.
I didn't really know that this one was on either. But,
I feel like it didn't get as much hype. Is that the right word?
I think it was great that they had it in Christchurch, that's for sure. And I was looking at some clips this morning. They asked them about water fluoridation, which I thought was a bit of a curveball. But Judith Collins was like, yeah, man, fluoridate that water. And I'm like, thank God. Thank God we don't have to have an argument about that at our highest
who
levels.
Who moderated it?
The press. The Christchurch Press.
Oh, yeah. Right.
And I think unlike other...
A man and a woman whose names I don't know.
I think that unlike other debates, it was sort of just because it was online as well. You could just sort of stream the whole thing and didn't have to cut to ad breaks and stuff necessarily, which I've seen people saying was a good thing because you didn't have to squash it in, like we were talking about last time, you didn't have to squash it into these little 7-minute blocks and then throw to the ads and then come back, which is a bit disjointed.
The John Campbell one did seem very like disjointed and very, I don't know what other word to use except for just TV. It was very TV, you know, like you've got to have lots of sound bites. You've got to have like answers to very complicated questions that come out in 6 seconds or else we've got to hit another air break. Yeah, so that's good. The consensus from the bits of media commentary that I saw this morning was that Jacinda Ardern won, whatever the hell that means.
Won in quote marks. Is
I
quite
think they almost hell. Need like a point system so that you can truly...
But
would
like
that be
why?
Not very democratic?
I also just want to point out for the sake of accuracy as well, that in addition to that commentary that I saw, there's a poll on Stuff. It's got 38,000 views, and 50% of that poll said that Collins won, and only 44% said Ardern, and 6% said it was a tie.
So that's through Stuff?
Yeah.
Okay,
that was just a poll that was on Stuff.
I don't think Stuff
ran the debate. Is the press part of Stuff?
Yeah,
anyway,
they are.
You're right. Speaking of Stuff, check this out for a segue. The Dominion Post has a new editor from the Washington Post.
Oh, wow.
A Kiwi woman named Anna Fifield. She's come back. She's been quarantining up a storm. She had to quarantine in Christchurch. In China. She's had to quarantine here. But starting this week, she is the new editor, and she's been working for several years at the Washington Post. So it's pretty cool. I've been listening to interviews.
It is cool.
That Media Watch have been doing with her on RNZ, and she seems very in touch with the current news environment to do with like fake news and how they can try and combat that. Sort of linked into that as well, Stuff has got a new public editorial code of practice and ethics, which may sound like a boring thing.
Yeah, but
in a lot of ways it is. But it's really cool that it's public because pretty much every journalistic organisation has these codes, but very rarely do the public get to see it.
And so what kind of does it mean in practice? Like what's it sort of used for?
Do you want one?
Yeah, give me one.
Here's one on balance. Journalists should strive to represent all significant sides to a story to serve our audience with a balanced picture. For long-running issues, balance can be achieved cumulatively over time rather than every piece of content needing to feature every voice. Journalists must be wary that striving for balance does not compromise accuracy or fairness. We should not equate opinions with facts or knowingly publish false information in order to give the appearance of balance. that one I think is such an important point, because this is what screwed up America's news environment for decades, the Fairness Doctrine.
So that's actually awesome that you can read that, and then I guess it gives readers and people who kind of consume that media the ability to feel a little bit like they can hold it to account somewhat.
Exactly. Yeah, it's all about transparency and accountability, so it's really cool. They also have announced, this was actually on the Anna Fifield interview that I heard on RNZ, they're not going to do April Fool's stories anymore as a rule, because there's so much fake news now. They're like, people cannot easily discern
anymore. I didn't even know they did that.
Used to be back in the day. I actually think they might not have done it for quite some time now.
Was it that massive, I think, is it Panorama, that huge show that the BBC has where they kind of go in depth on things? I think they did one about like spaghetti growing on trees or something.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
And it was like people freaked out and thought it was real. And this was before fake news was such a prevalent thing.
Do you guys know about Forgotten Silver?
No.
You heard of that? This was like a prank that Peter Jackson played on the entire country of New Zealand in the late 80s, I think.
Hobbit laws.
No, that was later and less fun. This was like this mockumentary that he made and put out. I can't remember what the thrust of it was. Someone will text in and tell us what it was actually about, but it put forward some crazy, like, false history of New Zealand, and everyone thought it was real because it was presented as this, like, current events.
Oh my God.
Event that had happened, that they'd uncovered this footage of this guy. Good times.
Simpler times. Simpler times.
Quick shout out to Andrew Little. I figure social media is media. This has done the round, so you might have seen this online. But someone commented on his Facebook, why do you think this is one of them? Speaking about Labor taking a position on conversion therapy, that they're going to be anti it from here on out. Why do you think this is one of the most pressing issues with NZ at the moment? Don't you think priority should be getting our economy back going? Right, someone named Javaz. And Andrew Little himself wrote back, when is the economically ideal time to stop torturing people for existing?
On ya, Andrew Little. On
ya. We stand a king.
Is that all he said?
Yep.
It's quite a sting.
He's a bit sassy on the old social media, Andrew Little. I appreciate it.
I like that a lot. And and sad news that is completely unrelated to media, but very related to bat, because I love Van Halen. Sadly, Eddie Van Halen has succumbed to a long battle with cancer, age 65. So can I make a request?
You can make a request.
Is it the one that I asked for?
It is the one you asked for.
Yes. Everybody, remember the legend, Eddie Van Halen.
Thank you very much. This is Eruption. Tim, we'll see you next week.
I was just out in the kitchen making a coffee, and Eruption came on the radio, and I was like, oh, that's strange. Is that the outro of something I made and forgot about? And it went on, and I've just come in here to ask Rachel if
Eddie Van Halen
true,
has died, and he
passed
has.
Away.
Really sad to hear that.
What's the news?
Yeah, cancer. Really sad.
Oh, he was battling it?
Yeah, for a long time. But
I
that
don't know
is,
if I actually knew that or not.
No, but that is an incredible track, that one. I mean, as Tim pointed out earlier, a lot of very incredible Van Halen tracks out there. That was Eruption. And we've already had a few.
The requests must be coming in.
Yeah, a few people have texted in about about Eddie this morning as well. So, yeah, big sad morning for Van Halen fans out there. But thank you very much, Tim, for suggesting that track.
Come back next week for another exciting adventure on Media Bat, only on 95 BFM.